Good morning, 8:11 here on the Mighty 690. And I know I said earlier that Lisa Wilson would be joining us here at 10:10, but here she is at 8:10. We're more than happy to have you here, Lisa.
Well, thank you. But that means that I'm supposed to be somewhere else, but I don't know where that somewhere else is. So if somebody's listening to me on the radio and I'm supposed to be at the meeting, I apologize. But hey, I don't know.
You know, it's not like you have much going on or anything like that.
Oh, my gosh, though. Yeah, as soon as I get off air, I'm going to figure out where it was and that I was supposed to be at this time.
No, it's always the worst feelings. But hey, we're glad to have you here right now. So we will take you.
Okay, so lots going on. Tonight, we actually have the City of Independence Comprehensive Plan Open House. So that is going to be at the Civic Center this evening from 5 to 7. And it's an opportunity to just drop by. You don't have to stay for 2 hours. You can come in. You can look at the information boards and talk with the facilitator, the group that did the comprehensive plan confluence, and or any of the city staff, city manager, city commissioners will be there. But this is a plan that will take us, you know, into the future. So the last time that we did a plan was like over 40 years ago. And when you're trying to make decisions for the growth and the future of your community, you can't operate off of what we thought was the best direction to take 40 years ago, because times change. So it's important that that this plan is well laid out and will take us into the future. And I really feel like that they have they've got a tremendous amount of community input. They did surveys, they did meetings, they had a kind of a steering committee. Lots of input was given was put into this comprehensive plan. So this is kind of the final stages. So it's very important, again, that we go into this open house, we really look at it and see if we have any last minute feedback before it becomes the plan that we will use.
Well, that sounds very interesting. And, you know, 40 years ago, might have thought it would be a great idea to have payphones on every corner or something, you know?
That's right.
So
that's
that time's changed.
Things can change like that, can't they? So, yes, this will have everything to do with housing developments, where those housing developments will be, what type of housing developments that we need, infrastructure, industrial park development. I mean, the list goes on. So, very, very impressive company that is walking us through the process, but also just it's impressive to me that the city understands how important a plan is, and that we need a plan to be able to work off of as our footprint for the future.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so let's see. So that is tonight, Wednesday night, which is tomorrow. I just want to do a shout out to Independence High School students. So there are 126 students at the high school who will be receiving academic awards for their high GPA. So they have to have a 3.8 or better for two consecutive semesters to be recognized as for their academic excellence. So I think that speaks volumes that there are 126 kids that are going to be recognized tomorrow night. But in addition to that, like close to $170,000+ are going to be given out in scholarship monies. So that also is very impressive, because we have some generous people in the community. We have some legacy gifts in the community, and those are all to help our youth, you know, to really offset the cost of college or technical school, or however they choose to further their education. So I just think that that's important to point out, and I want to give a shout out to the sponsors. So Rotary Club and Independence Optimist Club are both sponsors, as well as our four banks. So Commercial Bank, Community National Bank, Equity Bank, and First Oak Bank are all funding tomorrow night's event. So thank you to them. Friday night, the 12th, will be, is that this week?
Yes.
It's All Wheels Night in downtown Independence. I knew it was, but it just feels like, I know, I can't believe that it's the 12th already. But be All Wheels Night, and they're kicking that off for the season. It'll run the second Friday of April through August, and Robbie Bell's going to be performing, so Coffeyville's own Robbie Bell will be coming to Independence and entertaining everyone downtown that night. That's from 6:30 to 8:30. And then I wanted to mention that the high school will be having their greenhouse sale, and that is from 8 in the morning to 5 in the evening on the 13th and the 14th. So that's this weekend. That's a Saturday, Sunday. And the address for the greenhouses, the address is 1201 North 10th Street. It's just right behind the Riley Early Learning Center. You can pick up all your hanging baskets, potted plants, and get ready for spring. And then grab some breakfast on Saturday morning. The Fortitude Lodge 107 is serving breakfast. It's a fundraiser. It's 2000 West Laurel is the location. That's the Masonic Lodge. Breakfast will be served from 7 to 11. And then right after you get your breakfast, you can just go to park opening, because park opening is this weekend, and they have a lot of fun things planned. I want to talk about they're going to have free train rides and free carousel rides. They're going to have balloon animals and camel rides, a petting zoo, and there's a small cost for the camel rides and the petting zoo, free face painting, there's a children's crafts department or area where they're going to be able to do some crafts and do some coloring pages of things that are out in the park, and these coloring pages were created by artist Shelley James. So if you know Shelley, you know her creative talent, and she drew some color pages for us to always use at park opening, so we appreciate her sharing her talent with us. Park opening is from 11 to 3, and it's obviously free, but in the morning, there is a putt-putt tournament. So it's party putt-putt tournament, so you know you get it. It's a play on words, par, like par in golf, but it's party putt-putt tournament, and it's being put on by the First Leadership class, and it's at the miniature golf course from 8. They'll wrap up around 10 and do some awards, but it's a fundraiser, and these kids have gone through the First Leadership program. They're high school sophomores, and they're finishing up all of their sessions with a class project, and they decided they wanted to do a putt-putt tournament to raise some money for the maintenance and the upkeep of the miniature golf course. And so they need 9 teams of 4, and it's only $10 for an entire team. So incredibly affordable. And they have gift cards for first, second, and third place. And for instance, first place gets a $15 gift card each. So you get your money back.
Yeah, that's great.
But it's really not about winning. It's more about just supporting these youth that want to have an event, and the fact that the event is going to continue to support our park and specifically miniature golf. So if you are, you know, if you have 4 coworkers, or you have, you know, a mom and a dad and 2 kids, or, you know, 4 friends, whatever, it doesn't matter. Everybody is welcome. I think they're doing 8th grade and up, so you can't bring the little kids in, but 8th graders and up can participate. And what's fun about the tournament is every other hole you're going to do something fun. So you might put on a blindfold and you'll have to hit, or you have to hit with your left hand instead of your right hand, or you have to hit it between your legs, or just fun different things that they're doing just to make it entertaining and kind of different from the traditional miniature golf. So please, please sign up at the Chamber. You can call us at 331-1890. You can check out our Facebook page at Get Independence. I think the flyer is on there, but please sign up so that we can make sure these kids have a very successful class project. Next week, we are cutting a ribbon for Skyward Credit Union. So I talked about this at First Friday. This is a $13 million project. So they beautified a section of land out on West Main. It was a true eyesore coming into our community. They purchased that land, cleared it out, and we will be cutting a ribbon for Skyward Credit Union at 10:30 in the morning on the 17th, and that's a Wednesday. and the address for the credit union. You can't miss it if you go out past Walmart. It's on the south side of the street, but it's 3159 West Main. So come on out and support them and check out their new banking facilities. Leadership Independence is having their graduation. And what's significant about that is it's the 40th anniversary of the program. I think I mentioned this last week. Both Coffeyville and Independence have leadership programs, and those are so beneficial to the growth and the vibrancy of your community, because it, you know, it creates leaders who create leaders who create leaders and get things done. And we need to have that next generation, that next group of people. And these are people that were already leaders. These were people that wanted to fine-tune their leadership skills, and these were people that just wanted to dip their toe and step out in faith and become leaders. So it's a very eclectic mix of people. They've gelled well, and we're excited to turn them loose in the community, see what they're going to do. William Inge Theater Festival is coming up, so that is the 16th through the 20th is when it will the 18th through the 20th is when it will start, but the 19th through the 21st, is the play.
let you take a break. You've been talking for a while there.
Thank you very much. Is the play The Revolutionists by Laura Gunderson. She is the honoree this year. And so I encourage everybody to go to the William Inge Festival Facebook page, the Independence Community College Facebook page. We will be sharing information as well, but you won't want to miss this stage performance. Again, it's The Revolutionist by Laura Gunderson, and it will be on the 19th through the 21st, but it's a Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock and a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock.
Excellent.
Healthcare screenings, this is important for everybody to know. The Masonic Lodge, not only will they be providing breakfast, but they take those monies that they raise from their fundraising efforts and they put them right back into the community by bringing in a health and the cancer screening event that's coming up, and that is April the 20th. And you won't want to miss the opportunity to get some screenings done for free. This is a Saturday from 9 to 12. And again, the Fortitude Masonic Lodge is located at 2000 West Laurel Street. And if you have questions, you can call Tony Bray at 620-205-7293 and get more information. We've already been talking about Love Independence, so I will share that the 22nd through the 27th, that's an entire week, the Sanitation Yard and the Brush Yard will be open free of charge so that people can drop off all of their bulky items, their recycling, their trash, their everything that they're wanting to, you know, get rid of, and their brush and their limbs and everything at the Sanitation Yard and the Brush Yard. So check out the city's Facebook page and their website, or you can call the chamber office and we'll give you more details about that. But, you know, it's always open on a weekly basis, but this way they're giving it to us the whole entire week.
Yeah, that's
makes it easier for everybody. In addition to leadership graduation, we have first leadership graduation, and as I mentioned, they're having their putt-putt tournament, so we're excited. They're going to be on the campus of Independence Community College on the 24th, and we will be recognizing them at graduation.
Now, what is the difference between those two groups?
Good question. So first leadership, they are adults. So those are the business professional, anyone that's basically of adult age. But the first leadership program falls underneath that umbrella, and they are high school sophomores. And so we go into the schools, we do an assembly, we tell them all about first leadership, and then they make application and they're selected into the program. But here's what's cool about these kids. It's not a school program. It's an out-of-school program. It's a Chamber of Commerce program. So they have to give up their days out of school to participate. We have four sessions. They start in January. So every day that the high school doesn't have school, these kids are not sleeping in. They're getting up, and they're usually at one of the sessions by 8 o'clock, but they're getting all kinds of great opportunities for job shadowing, community tours, great speakers, and then they get to do a class project. So
that's great.
Yes. It's been going on for many years, and again, we're now starting to see the next generation. So Garrett Webster is actually one of the co-chairs along with Mindy Blackard, and Garrett was in First Leadership when he was in high school. Then he went through the adult leadership program, and now he's co-chairing First Leadership. So
Excellent.
It's fun to see that. So Love Independence Day. We'll just wrap up on April, and I'll hit some high points of May. But Love Independence Day is April 27th. So we've been talking about this for quite some time. It's just a Saturday full of complete, total, random acts of kindness. No rules, no guidelines, just people and businesses and organizations getting out, being nice to people. So I was talking about this at First Friday, and I was saying, you know, you could just go into, you know, you could go to the greenhouse sale for the high school. You could go into a local florist and buy some flowers and just drop them off to a friend or drop them off to a neighbor or take something to a nursing home. You could walk into one of the restaurants downtown and with no intention of eating, but just to stop in and select somebody and go up to the counter and pay for their dinner. And let that be a surprise for them when they come up and find out that their meal's been paid for. I always like to do this, like go to one of the stores that have gumball machines and game machines and go ahead and just load them up with quarters. And then when a child says, Mom, can I have a quarter? And she says, I don't have one. There's already one waiting for them. So it's a nice surprise. So I don't know about you, but I think laundry detergent is super expensive. And so I think that would be a great gift is to buy some, you don't have to buy big ones, just small bottles of laundry detergent and go into the laundromat and leave them for somebody who might need some laundry soap or walk in and hand them a bottle personally and tell them to have a great day and tell them it's a part of Love Independence Day. Here's one that I think we forget to do all too often, but just writing thank you notes to people. You know, spend the day writing, you know, a handful of thank you notes. That doesn't cost anything except the price of a stamp, which is, what, 50 cents or something. But I think that that's something that everybody can do. You could buy donuts. You could buy cookies. You could buy cupcakes and just drop them off with people on porches, in a business, to anybody. And then I think about the people that, you know, our school teachers doing something nice for our school teachers, doing something nice for our sanitation group, our sanitation workers, our street department, fire department, police department, all of those that we know are out there doing good work and doing hard work and are dedicated to their profession. And then you can just go be nice to a stranger, you know, just pay them a compliment. There's absolutely no cost involved in that. So next week I will be probably reading off kind of a list of things and hopefully we'll have a big long list. This is our 9th year and we're encouraging everybody to give some thoughtful consideration to what they plan to do as a family, as a work team, as a church, as an individual. So hope now, everybody will participate.
If anyone needs some ideas of maybe potential things to do or maybe some projects that need some volunteers, what's the best way to find out about those?
They can give us a call at the chamber office, 331-1890, because we will connect you to either the, for instance, the fire department needs help painting fire hydrants. And I was just talking to somebody last night, and they were saying that they wanted to do that. And they said, now, where will we go and buy the paint? I'm like, the paint's supplied, the brushes are supplied. There's a legend that tells you where the fire hydrants are and what color of paint you use on that particular fire hydrant. And then there are park projects. Scott Patton, the director of the park and the zoo, he has a list of park projects out there. Some of them are small. Some of them are larger. You can either just show up and be a part of a group, or you can bring a group, but you do need to check in with him because he has projects. And then hopefully there are people that are listening to this conversation, and if they have a need, they can give us a call as well, and we will do our best to get some volunteers out to help somebody out. So
excellent.
And then lastly, let me just hit the highlights of May real quick. So May the 4th and the 5th, the Sports Car Club of America is going to be coming to the the Independence Airport. And this is a group of individuals that will be coming out to the airport. They set up cones. They set up kind of a course. And you are trying to drive through the course as quickly as you can, as accurately as you can, and just to test the how well your car maneuvers in a course like that. So it's very popular in motocross, and we look forward to having them come in. But on top of that, they also are allowing people like you and me, if we want to take our our regular car out, we can actually get on the course and try our luck at maneuvering the obstacles that they have laid before out on the airport runway. So it'll be a lot of fun. I'm hoping that I can get them on the radio as well, because you can. It's really not a spectator sport. It's more of a participation event. So you can get tickets and you can go out. And then that evening, we're going to be having a block party downtown, and Brian Leedy will be playing music in the downtown area of Dickie's Barbecue Pit, kind of the 200 block of downtown. So hopefully all of the cars that participated in the Sports Car Club of America event will be downtown to show their cars off, as well as everybody else in the community is invited to come down. So that will be happening May the 4th and the 5th. And then Farmers Market. Keep a watchful ear out on the radio, as well as an eye on Facebook, and we'll be letting you know when the market will officially open. And if you are a vendor, you can give us a call at the chamber office, and we'll get you all the information that you need to be able to participate in the Farmers Market. There is a 5K and a 1 mile fun run out at Riverside Park Oval on May the 4th. And that's at 8:30 in the morning, and then the fun run is at 9 o'clock. So you can sign up for that online as well. The museum's having a spring tea on May the 5th, and we'll be talking more about that. But if you are interested, you can call the museum and get details about that. And then Glow in the Dark Miniature Golf will be kicking off the latter part of May. So that's something fun that we always enjoy during the summer months. And then Mid-Continent Band will be starting in May. So, you know, we're already mid-April as far as I'm concerned, and always like to share things that are up and coming so that people can get them on their calendar and then just be reminded of all the fun things that are happening in the community and share that information with other people. So,
excellent. Well, that's a very good update. Lots of great stuff coming up in April, even though it's starting to fly by.
I know. So thank you for having me. And then, again, on our website, indkschamber.org, are all the flyers with all the detailed information about things I talked about, and then some other things that we didn't have time to talk about. It's on our Facebook page. We'll share information about all of the events coming up. And if you have something that you would like for us to add to our community calendar, this is our community calendar.
It's huge.
That we pass out every first Friday. So, yeah, we have to put it on big paper.
I don't even know how big that is.
It's
bigger than 11 by 7.
It is. It is. And so if you have something you would like for us to put on the calendar, give us a call. We'll talk about it and see what we can do.
Okay. All right, Lisa. We'll appreciate the update there and look forward to chatting with you here again next week.
Thank you.
All right, that's Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Coming up, we have an early word edition of Open Line, and we'll also be talking with the folks from Holy Name Catholic Schools. That's on the way here on KGGF.